Hey everyone, welcome to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies, a podcast that will delve into what it's like to not only immigrate to one of our prairie provinces, but we will also explore what it means to work, live, and study in Western Canada. We will profile various communities, discover post-secondary education options, report on jobs that are high in demand, and of course, chat about what you need to know for living life on the prairies. If this sounds like something that sparks your interest, then stick around. I am your host, Lindsay Rubinek, and you are listening to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies. I'm so happy that you are able to join me today because today we are going to start talking more in depth about our provinces in the prairies and what you as an international student or even skilled worker should know. So let's go with this. You want to be an international student and you want to come to Canada to study. So, all right, you pick a school and you're good to go, right? Everything will just fall into place, correct? You can just pay the $30,000 that on average international students do for a two-year program to some agent that you haven't ever really met or know and who just says, the school's great, you should go. You then arrive, go to school, and voila, you graduate with a post-secondary education and get the job of your dreams. No problem, right? Well, oh dear, my friend, wait right there. Unfortunately, that is not the way it works, and nor should it work that way if you are about to give thousands of dollars of your hard-earned cash to a school. I have come to realize that people will spend more time planning their vacation than doing research that is necessary to learn more about the place they will live and work while they are studying, and maybe even immigrate to. So, yep, you heard me right. So let's hold the cart and take a large step back, well, maybe two more large steps back, and build a foundation to ensure the best possibility of success for your Canadian dream. Before you do anything, before you raise your hand to go to an online or in-person educational recruitment seminar or day, you need to understand that you are not just going to a Canadian college, but in fact, you are about to spend a huge amount of money that will hopefully change the trajectory of your life for the better. So, well, yes, the college or university you choose does play an important role to your success. It is certainly not the only sole factor. In fact, it's far from it. I know, it seems strange, but it's very true, so hear me out. Many factors play into the achievement of your dreams, such as where you live, the network you built, and the job you choose to do while you go to school, and as well as what program you choose to study, and so on and so on. So to weed our way through this, let's start with the place. Understanding the regions in Canada, and with this in mind, and since I am a huge fan of living your dream on the prairies, we will definitely be studying the provinces of Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta. We will explore what you need to know about them and to help you get from where you are now to where you want to be. So as I said, to weed our way through this, let's take a brief overlook today into the province of Manitoba in terms of their overall professions and their post-secondary opportunities. In future episodes, I'm going to circle on back to Manitoba, but for now, we're just going to do a sneak peek overview of their professions in demand and their post-secondary institutions. To get started, Manitoba is the center of Canada in terms of longitude, and well, the city of Brandon marks the start of the 100th meridian, or what I would like to say, where your dreams begin. This province is dynamic in nature, and its ever-changing landscape of people has helped the province to evolve to where the jobs are plentiful and the post-secondary institutions offer a variety of programs and definitely cater to employers' needs. Manitoba has several industries, from agriculture to manufacturing, the plentiful lakes with amazing provincial and national parks to the polar bears up in Churchill ensure that we also have lots and lots of tourism jobs. It's also home to major trucking companies, as well as Boeing Winnipeg, that is one of the largest aerospace composite manufacturers in Canada. So from trades to transport to tourism, the list goes on and on. The high demand jobs are actually divided into nine sectors. They are business and finance, natural and applied sciences, health, education, government, sales and service occupations, occupations in art, culture, recreation, and sport, as well as sales and service, trades and transportations. We also have occupations related to primary industry and those unique to processing manufacturing, like the Boeing industry that I just mentioned. So if you break down each of these sectors on the high demand list in Manitoba, you will find what positions are in high demand, as well as what the minimum Canadian language benchmarks is needed for each stream, as well as you will find on the high demand list for Manitoba, the National Occupation Classification, or as some may call it, the skill level. And in terms of the high demand list for Manitoba, I am definitely going to put it in the show notes so you can just click on it and see for yourself. Now, when we talk about the high demand list, if you do look it up, then you will see what I mean. So for example, let's choose under the sector natural and applied sciences. You will find over 30 occupations that Manitoba states there are professions high in demand. Now, if you click on it, you will see that it says all the 30 occupations, and I'm going to pick engineering manager. And with the engineering manager, you will be able to see the national occupation classification, which is 0211. You will learn what Canada means by engineering manager, such as what education is required and experience you would have to be considered for this. The skill level you would want to see is NOC 0, so meaning that this would be eligible for express entry, and it also means that it is highly skilled. Further, you will also see on the list that an engineering manager requires a Canadian language benchmark of 7 in the province of Manitoba for all streams. And our immigration streams are a skilled worker overseas, skilled worker in Manitoba, and international education stream. Although in future episodes, I will be randomly selecting occupations from this list, I do highly suggest that, again, you go to my show notes and you click on the link to see for yourself what I am talking about and kind of follow this method. Look at the NOC, see what they mean for education experience, see what the Canadian language benchmark is, and see what streams are eligible. All right. Once you preview this and really get to know that, now as an international student, this is when you would start to look at an institution that can lead you to the position that is on the high demand list, because there is no sense on studying something in the province of Manitoba or in any province in Canada if the job is not in high demand, because that will leave you in the position of competing for very limited jobs when you graduate with limited to no Canadian experience or network to build upon. Okay. All right. So let's move on. So once you select a couple of jobs or even one position that you think you'd be really great at, then you start looking at the institution. And I hope you're seeing how researching the jobs in demand is more critical to know first than the program or college you choose. Now, how does Manitoba ensure we can train people to meet the diverse demands of all the sectors I stated up above? Well, the answer is simple. It's post-secondary educational facilities, of course. Manitoba has a number of colleges and universities, where we have my home university, which is located in Winnipeg, the University of Winnipeg. We have the University of Manitoba. We have Manitoba Institute of Trade and Technologies, Red River College, University's College of the North, and my very favorite college by far, Assiniboine Community College. And for sure, we have a lot more, but this is just to name the top colleges and universities in the province. Each of these post-secondary institutions I just named are designated learning institutions and have programs that provide the necessary education to be competitive in the jobs that I mentioned above. This becomes extremely important in terms of the immigration program that Manitoba has to offer their international graduates. And that will be the focus on my next episode, so be sure that you hit the subscribe button or circle back to take a listen. But for now, I will give you a brief example of how this will work for an international student. So let's say you looked up the high demand list in Manitoba and you see that computer network technicians is on the list. So then, of course, you would search for a college in the province that has the program, such as Assiniboine Community College's Network Administration Technology. You could then look up that program at Assiniboine Community College and see the cost, see where the college is located. And again, seeing where the college is located, which is in the city of Brandon, would lead you to more research on what you need to know about living, working, and studying in that city. And don't worry, in my first season and my first couple of episodes, I actually feature the city of Brandon. So if you do select Assiniboine Community College as a place to study, I got you covered there. All right, to move it along a little further, I would like to say that Manitoba does have a low unemployment rate. And here's another way to look at it. If you want to work or be gainfully employed, then you will definitely get a job in Manitoba, hands down. So the way I view it is that Manitoba actually has no unemployment for those who are wanting and willing to work. Unemployment usually comes from those who unfortunately cannot work, are not job ready, or simply do not care to work. And the last one is very bizarre because who really doesn't want to work if you can, right? So when you look at Manitoba, just always remember that just last night I opened up the Dauphin Herald, and that's the local regional newspaper where I live. And there was two pages from low-skilled to high-skilled positions being advertised. Our population isn't as strong as other areas. So the opportunity to live and be gainfully employed in the Parkland region is very, very high. So when you open up the paper and you see all these jobs, there's actually more job opportunities than people that are able or willing to work. And that's just a great example of how good it is to live and work in Manitoba right now. All right, so now you have the basic information at your fingertips, and you're starting to realize how everything you do prior to arriving in Canada is interconnected, and how knowing what jobs are in high demand, what institution programs there are available to get the training required, and where the school is located are all extremely important. It's not just saying, hey, I want to go to Assiniboine Community College or Manitoba Institute Trade of Training, and that's it, right? You got to be sure that you know that when you are done the training at the college you picked, that there is a very good high probability that you will get a job in the field you train for. And so that's why it's really important to study the province of where you'll be going and what jobs are in high demand. So join me next time as we continue to look at the province of Manitoba as someone who is interested in immigrating to this province as a skilled worker or an international student. Here we will not only review some real life case examples, but we'll also do a visioning exercise. Well, that's a wrap, my friends. Short and sweet as always. I appreciate you taking the time to learn more about the Canadian Prairies and information that could be important to you on your immigration journey. I will leave some links in the show notes for you that relate to this podcast. Also, do not forget to download your Canadian Immigration Goal Worksheet at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca/goal. Or if you're an international student, we got a do-it-yourself guide also available on our website at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca. Both are great resources to help you work towards your dream of immigrating to Canada. If you're interested in learning more about this topic in this episode, would like to receive more information about life on the prairies or further immigration career tips, then connect with this Canadian Prairie Girl, immigration at 100meridian.ca. Until next time, my friends, live rural, live well.
And the road still winds through this prairie sunrise. Got mountains to my left, wheat fields to my right. Country roads, I've been searching all this time, and I think I'm almost home.